Bruchim Abayim to the 14th and continuing series of lectures on the 13 principles of the Rambam Maimonides. And we're going to begin with the Yisoid HaTshi. First of all, I want to wish everyone who is not in a Ir HaMukaf or Krach a Freilichen Purim, a happy Purim. And those of you who are in a Krach, a Ir HaMukaf, a Freilichen Purim tomorrow. And those of you who don't know where you are, or those of you who think that you're in both, then I wish you a friend in both now and tomorrow. Okay, fine. In any case, in the Yisoid HaTshi, the Rambam says, I'm once again reading from the Shilat edition, in the Haktam of the Rambam, the Parachelek, which is in the Shilat edition, as I said, on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, the last line, Yisoid HaTshi Habito. Which means what? That the Torah Moshe will never be nullified. It will never come any Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu except for the Torah Moshe, which means what the Rambam lists above, he said, Hashmini means certainly the Torah Shebach Sav and those things which are. The Teresh Be'Pelish Boshem Bener who see himself, the Vavam Kubalim. Nothing will ever be added, and nothing will ever be subtracted. Neither that which is written in Teresh Moshe, and neither what's called the Pelishim on the Kubalim, as specified in the Yisrael Hashmini. Amar and the Pasuk, the Pasuk here is explicit to the Torah in Devarim, Lo Yisaysef Allah V'Lo Yisiga Mimeno. So the Rambam, in fact, actually refers us to the Psicha Sachibo, which is the Hakdama, is general Hakdama to the Mishnah, which is also in the Shilat edition. There the Rambam, I'm going to be reading from, the Rambam speaks about the role of Nevi'im. And there the Rambam says, he begins a discussion on Daf Lamed Hei, that the Navi, of course, can order the Jewish people to either transgress a mitzvah, right? Transgress a mitzvah, etz mitzvah, only l'shah, only for a certain period of time, but not permanently. And the Rambam goes on and says, nonetheless, if the Navi says that this mitzvah is to be cancelled permanently, then of course he's a Navi Sheker. Okay? And this is what the Rambam says. I'm now reading from Daf Lamed Vav. Right? Right? I will be ill of a hekish with bones but a hekish acha chom madim no shein lem nevua. Right? In other words, a navi is no different than anyone when it comes to ill and hekish. In other words, the rational understanding of the Torah. I will be yifarosh peilosh, yifarosh bi sheinu navi peilosh. Right? V'yem a navi, for example, Hashem ha'ali she peilushu anocha. The navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him that this is the proper understanding of the Torah. Lo nishmai lav, we don't listen to him. Ela elaf neviim kulam keleo ve'elisha, mifarshu perush, right? If 1,000 neviim, like Eliyahu Navi, should interpret the Torah in a certain way, I'm in Daf Lamed Vav in the Shilat edition, ve'elaf chachamim v'chachim mifarshu hevach zeh, and of course 1,000 chachamim interpret the Torah the very opposite, of the Ra'at Navi, Achrei Rabin Lahatois, but right, V'alo Kedivri El Chachomen, V'achachom, V'alo Kedivri El Chachomen, V'agadoyle. Okay? So in other words, basically, a Navi, right? So he says, Yitzu Lomeh Bazeh, says the Ramba, Ki Ein Toi Sefes, V'alo Chison Batirim Mitzach HaNavur B'Shumponim. In other words, one cannot add a track to the Torah from a prophetic, no, from prophecy. In any way, which means what the Rambam is saying. I mean, it clearly implies it in the ninth Yisoid. is that when the Rambam says that you cannot extract the Torah, he's speaking about al derech nevuah, through prophecy. Right? That's what he means. The Navi claims that a Kodesh Baruch said the din of one of the mitzvahs is as such. Or for example, a person makes a drasha based upon the Yud Gimel mitzvahs. The Navi says, oh, God said to me that's the proper drasha. The Navi gets a death penalty, the fish of Navi Sheker, because the Navi Sheker. There is no Torah after the first Shliach, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. So clearly, what the Rambam says in the ninth Yesod, that which is the Yesod of Bittul, Shazoyz Teres Moshel Tuvata Loi Tovol Teres Meis Hashem Zulasa Loi Toisim Bob Loi Gar Mimeno, as it says, Loi Toisim Bob Loi Gar Mimeno, we're speaking about any extract of the Torah based upon the Vuah. No, but the Navi claims that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to add subtract to the Torah. Okay? And then the Rambam brings the pasuk Lo Bashamayim Hi. According to the Rambam, Lo Bashamayim Hi is just coming to tell us that a Navi who claims that Kodesh Baruch Hu has told him a certain din of the Torah or an explanation of the Torah is true, right? And in fact, that's Lo Bashamayim Hi, and he's a Navi Sheker. So in other words, the whole din of Lo Bashamayim is really a din of Navi Sheker. Kodesh Baruch Hu has not allowed us to refer to the Nevi'im, but has told us to refer to the Chacham who are Anshei HaHekesh, people of reason. It doesn't say in Pasha Shaita you will go to the Navi. El Omar it says, okay, you'll go to the Shaifet. Okay, which means basically is that the Yisoidat Shi is really come to tell us that after Nevuot Moshe Rabbeinu, no Navi could come and offer, not only offer any addition or subtracting from the Torah, but not could actually, in fact, rule or interpret any pasuk or make a drasha from a pasuk based upon Nevuot. That's really the Yisoidat Shi. And this is, we actually spoke about this last time. The Rambam in Parakhes speaks about in Parakhes Rambam begins by speaking that every Navi comes at the Meshach. Yisod Yatar, right? That every Navi who comes at the Meshach Rabbeinu who gives an oath, we don't believe him, right? Because Einenu Shamanu V'Leizar, as the Rambam says, okay? But in fact, actually, the Rambam continues this in Parakhes, in Parakchi, in Yisod Yatar. And the Rambam Perek Shi Yisod HaTorah actually presents us with actually the Yisod HaTorah. Says the Rambam, it's interesting, Yisod HaTorah is in Perek Shi, in Yisod HaTorah. I'm sure the Gematria's people will find this interesting. Dava Bora Umufuash Batorah, it's clear explicit in the Torah, She Mitzvah Omedes L'Olam U'Me Olamim. That's a mitzvah, the Torah is eternal. Einu Lo Shinoi Lo Giroi Lo Tesefes. Right, Shenema is called Dovah Shenoich Mitzav Eschem. I say, Oit Shmuel Asoyt Lo Yisoyse V'Lov V'Lo Yisoyse V'Lov. So the Ram here brings the same pasuk and brings it in Yisoyse Hachi. V'Nema V'Nilas Lono V'Nenu Ar Olam Lo Yisoyse Kol Divrei Torah Azoyz. Halamadata, says the Ram, we learn from this pasuk, She Kol Divrei Torah Mitzuvin Ar Lo Yisoyse Ad Olam. We command to all the words to do the entire Torah forever. V'Chenu Oymeh Chukas Olam Derei Seichem. V'Nema Lo Bashamayim Hi. Right, halamata she'ein novi roshay lechadish dova me'ata. So the Rambam basically is telling us that the eternity of the Torah means that it's eternal in the sense that no novi can add any more to the Torah. Lo bashamayim he. Lefichach im yamad ish im yisro ben min ha'umas v'yasa oisu moifse. So usually the Rambam says, what's ben min ha'umas? Because that comes to tukei oisai ish. Right? V'yomer she'ashem shalcha lo'isid mitzvah l'goy mitzvah. And he says the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him to or take away a mitzvah, or lafarish b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, or to explain a mitzvah, perush, an explanation, shelo shaman Moshe, we didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, or she'om ha-sha'isan ha-mitzvahs now b'in Yisrael in le'um dere, so he cancels the mitzvah completely, and the mitzvahs lefi zaman ha'i, the mitzvahs were only for a certain period of time, harezi navi sheker, this is a navi sheker, she'i ba la'hachish nevoah shaman Moshe, he's coming to contradict the nevoah Moshe Rabbeinu, u'misasa b'chedek, etc., etc. Okay? So, in other words, so what are Nevi'im coming to do? So the Rambam says, what is the purpose of a Navi? So, says the Rambam, the purpose of a Navi is, right, he's not coming for really, for halachic purposes. He's a Mashkiach. He's coming to tell people that they should listen to the Torah. He's not coming, in fact, to tell us new halachas. Okay? And this is Luntai. This is, in fact, actually the, this is the Shita Saram. So we see clearly here in the Rambam that Yisoydachi is basically speaking about Nevuah, which is very, very important, because how do we explain the fact that we see that Chazal make takanas and gezeiras, right? Or even more so, of the Shita Sarambam, how do we see that Chazal make so many drashas? Aren't they adding to the Torah? The answer is no. According to the Rambam, the prohibition of adding to the Torah is only a prohibition that's done b'derech hanavuah. The Navi claims that, of course, Bo commanded him. But if Chacham want to create new mitzvahs, they're welcome to do so.
If you have a Chacham or a Navi, or say you have a Navi who says, who gives the exact same drush as a Chacham, just as it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be the exact same thing, exact same derivation, exact same, you know, from Yukon Middles, whatever it is, the same. It could be the same halacha. It's just you're saying that it's coming from.
He's a Navi Shaka. He's a Navi Shaka. He's a Navi Shaka. Because Bogos doesn't tell the Vim Dorshas. He's a Navi Shaka. Now.
Well, the Rambam in Mamrim, he makes a chiluk between whether the person who's making the halacha says that it's part of the Torah, or he says that it's like on top of what we have on making the new halacha. And if he says that this is a new halacha deiraisa, a new din deiraisa, then it's like sifu.
Where is that? Perbeis? Perbeis? Okay, we'll go to that one second. I just want to, but this is in the parashah, because the mice of the Rambam holds all the buns of the rices anyway. But like this, what I want to do though is I actually want to speak about this at the very beginning of the Mishnah Torah, after the Rambam's famous Hadama, there's a minion of the mitzvahs. Okay? And the Ram says at the very end of the Minyan of Mitzvahs, he says, Elohim Shesh Miyos Pishloshesrei Mitzvahs Shenemu LaMoshe B'Sinai. These are the 613 mitzvahs that were said to Moshe B'Sinai. Hein Uklaloseyen Upratoseyen V'Dituheyen. V'chol Oysen HaKloz HaPod HaDuteyem HaVim Kalkomitz Vitzah Yitosh V'Apeh Shekiblu Bezdin Lipi Bezdin. Okay, so the Rambam lists all of the Tayyip mitzvahs. Okay? This is after the Minyan of Mitzvahs, in the beginning of the Yad. V'yesh mitzvahs acheres. There are other mitzvahs. Shenischatshu achar matan Torah. There are other mitzvahs that were created after matan Torah. V'kavu oisa neviim v'chachamim. And neviim v'chachamim established them. You hear that? Neviim v'chachamim established them. U'pashtu b'chol Yisrael. And they were accepted among the entire Jewish people. Kegoyim, for example. And tonight is Purim night for many people. Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Tainis, Tisha B'Av, Yadayim, Ve'eruvin. The Rambam lists here five mitzvahs that Chacham established. V'yesh Chacham mitzvahs me'elu peirushin, v'dukdukin, hakol yisba b'chibazeh. The Rambam says there are many details of these mitzvahs that are explained in the Mishnah Torah. Goes on the Rambam. Right? There's actually a paragraph of the Rambam that I'm sure no one knows about. Kol Elo HaMitzvahs, every year we discover a new part of the Mishnah Torah. Kol Elo HaMitzvahs, Shenischatshu, all these mitzvahs that Chachamim created, Chayavad Anu L'Kablam, U'L'Shamram, we're required to keep them. Shenem, like it says, Leisosim B'Kol HaDavah, right? That's what Rambam says in Perek Aleph, the Chazmamrim. Ve'enam Teisefes Al Mitzvahs HaTorah. But they're not an addition. Here comes the Rambam and says, I'm violating the ninth principle. So the Rambam, no, it's not a Tisef of the Mitzvah Torah. V'alma yizir ha-Torah lo yisif v'l'sigora. Right? And it's not an issa of what the Torah says, lo yisif v'l'sigora. In other words, the Rambam is addressing this issue. How come Mitzvah Torah Bona is not a violation of the ninth principle? Shelo yin novi rosh lecha yishdov v'le shakal yishbog tzivah mitzvah zu lo yisif v'mitzvah Torah o lecha se'achz v'le shesu mitzvahs. Right? Is that what a Navi says? The Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded me to add a mitzvah, subtract a mitzvah. Aval ibaisifu bezdin im a navi. If the bezdin was moisiv it together with the navi, shebaisa zman, mitzvah derech takar, or derech hora, or derech kazera, ein zoi teisefes. It's not called a sefer. In other words, if the bezdin was added together with the navi, it's not called a teisefes. Because when a bezin does it, since they're not the Vim, they're not going to say because Bo commanded us to read the Megillah or to make an Eruv. I think I understand what he means is that if they would say that because Bo was commanded us, right, then Anachanami, that they'll be Moisif on our Torah. But the fact is the bezin doesn't say that because it's a bezin, they're not the Vim. Elakech anu oimrim. But rather we say, Shanaviyim im Bezdin Tiknu Vitzivu Lekrois HaMegillah Boinasa. That the Neviyim together with Bezdin established to read Megillah Boinasa. Kedei Lahaski HaShivchav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Utshua Sha'asa Lo V'Yakov L'Shat She'enu. Okay, in other words, so very interesting, it seems over here, the Rambam seems to have a problem with Kriyas HaMegillah. There's clearly a problem. Now, if you... Yezmanim. John. Shakoyah. The Rambam actually mentions this in Hilchas Megillah, and the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says Kriyas HaMegillah b'zman mitzvas asim midivrei sofer v'advom yiduam shitakanas b'viyan. Isn't that very interesting? So the Rambam mentions both things. He says it's a mitzvah asim b'divrei sofrim, which would indicate chachamim, but devom yedum shitakanas hanaviyim. Okay, first of all, before we try to understand the Rambam, and in fact, actually, the important thing is that what does the Rambam mean over here? That the Bezdin does it together with the Neviyim. What exactly does the Rambam mean to say? Right? I mean, is the Bezdin is a rubber stamp? What is the Rambam communicating to us? Well, first of all, what I'd like to raise is, how does the Rambam know this? What's the Rambam's Makor? How does the Rambam know that, in fact, actually, Nevuah was mentioned, is involved in Kriyas HaMegillah? Now, the Gemara in Megillah, how nice it is that we get to learn this on Megillah, and on Purim. The Gemara Megillah says the following thing. The Gemara says in Tavvezim and Aleph in Megillah, the Gemara is going on the first Mishnah, which says that the Megillah is supposed to be read on Aleph, you base your Gimel with Dal Tavvah. Like John told me, that it's a mitzvah from Daf Yud Aleph in the base. And the Rambam says, right, how could the, you know, how could they add Yud Aleph Yud Beis? Because the Rambam, so it says the Gemara says, Megillah Tav Beis Amad Aleph, right? Michde, the Gemara says, Kulo Anshei Knesset Gedoyla Tiknunu. All these were established by Anshei Knesset Gedoyla. The Isal Kedatach Anshei Knesset Gedoyla Yudal Vitezvav Tokun. Because if you say that the Anshei Knesset Gedoyla will be Saka just Yudal Vitezvav, so as Rabbonin Vakit Akante, the Kedoyla Gedoyla, how can Chum come along after and be Oike, do away with Kedoyla Anshei Knesset Gedoyla? V'atnan ed beiz niyoch levan de beiz de lechaveh, adem kein gelochot b'v'minyan. El apshita kulu ashkaz gadona takino. In other words, so the Gemara establishes very, very clearly that certainly the days of Yudal of Tazvav, as well as Yudal of Yudbeis, right, were established by the Anshei Knesset Gedoyla. So this seems to imply that Takana was actually a Bezdin, and not Nevoah. However, what's interesting is who were exactly Anshei Knesset Gedoyla? Because the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, Amad Beis, Amar Rabbi Yechanan in Megillah, all in Megillah, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, V'Amad Masnisa, Tana, Meir Ve'esrim Zekenen, there were 120 Zekenen, Uvahem, Kama Neviyah, and among them several Neviyah, Tiknu Shmoneh Esrei Bochas Al HaSeder. They were Masakim, they established the 18 benedictions of the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Gemara repeats this again on Daf Yud Chesed Bet Aleph. And this appears to be the Anshei Knesset Gedoyla. Now, what were these? I mean, It would appear to be Anshe Kedem Gedoyla. It doesn't say explicitly Anshe Kedem Gedoyla.
That means that the Nevi'im were functioning as
yes, right. Not only that, but actually the Rambam says this explicitly in the Meira Nevuchim. In the Meira Nevuchim, and I believe we actually saw this Meira Nevuchim, if not, it certainly is in a Rishimu article, which I wrote, the Rambam raises a question in Perek Nun Tes, chapter 59 of section 1, Perek Nun Tes, Chelek Aleph in the Schwartz edition. The Rambam is speaking, how could it possibly be the Torah speaks B'loshen B'nei Adam? How could the Torah use anthropomorphic descriptions of God? We spoke about that in the earlier weeks, right? So in other words, so he says, I mean, this is, of course, in the Torah. But what about in the Nusach HaTfilah? How is it that in the Nusach, in other words, how is the Nusach HaTfilah, does HaTfilah use descriptions of God, which, of course, according to the Rambam, would violate, ostensibly, the prohibition of describing God with positive virtues. So the Rambam says, Ulam Mikaven, I'm on the last line, page 149 in the Schwartz edition, Ulam, says the Rambam, nonetheless, Mikaven Shabo Gam Anshe Knesset Gedoyla, the Anshe Knesset came along, Vehem Nevi'im, and they are prophets, you have it? They are prophets, Vitiknu Sheteyamauna, in other words, basically, the Nusach HaTfilah was established by the Anshe Kedem Gedoyla, which are who are what? Who are Nevi'im. And because of that, it was permitted to describe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to describe God with positive attributes. That's just like in the Torah, one could describe, we see descriptions of God with positive attributes. If you look at the Rishimu article, I have a long discussion why, what the logic of this is. But nonetheless, we see very clearly in the Rambam that the establishment of the Megillah was a takana of Nevi'im. Also a takana of Nevi'im. Because the Anshe Knesset Gedoyla were the ones who established, and the others include the Nevi'im. I mean, the Rambam starts together with the Nevi'im. And the source of the Rambam, in my opinion, is clearly the Yizayin of Beis, so see Chesed Bet Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about the establishment of the Tefillah, and the Gemara calls it 120 Zekeinim, and among them, several Nevi'im. Oh, now, the fact is that this also appears to be a little bit of a sugya in the Yizayin of Aleph. Because the Zayin of Megillah, too, the Gemara discusses that Esther and Mordechai wanted to have the Megillah written down. There was rejection from Chachamim. And then the Gemara, and they found the Pasuk. And then the Gemara goes on and raises the question, is the Megillah Matame Yadayim, which means was it written by Ruach HaKodesh? So clearly, in that sugya, in Da Zayin Aleph, there is an indication, too, that the Megillah is written by Ruach HaKodesh. Right, I know you can distinguish it. I'm just saying, yes, from here it's clear a little bit that the,
That's not Tekana Chacham and Nevi'im. I mean, all of the Sifrei Kodesh were written by...
No, the Gemara has a question. The Gemara has a Hakir Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh.
I understand, but Yeshayah was written with Nevuah. That's not
It's
the mitzvah of reading the Megillah that's the Tekana.
I hear what you're saying. I accept that, but the only thing is that, in other words, it could be because Kisvul Deris means was made as a Ksav Kodesh to be written from, to be read from. In other case, okay, look, we put an asterisk by this Raya. All I'm saying is, it's clear, and if you look at the objection to Chachab, they say, well, it's not in the Torah, it's adding something to the Torah. So it appears to be, in other words, if I read the Gemara inside, the Gemara says, Shalchul Hem Estu Chachamim Kisvul Deris. Shalchulim, they wrote back to them, right? It says, Halo Kasatlacha Shlishim, Shlishim Lo Revim. That's Tanakh, but you can't have a Megillah. How do you understand the dialogue? What's the question? What's the answer? The question to me is let's be Maisif. Let's add another Ksav Kodesh and let's read it.
In the canon.
I understand. The answer is no, you be Maisif Allah Torah. You're adding to the Torah. That's what I would say. Anshe Matzlo Mikra, they dash in the Pasuk, Kupay Chacham dash in the Pasuk. In any case.
But you could go also a step further.
You're right.
Go a step further and say that if you say the Megillah is written by Ruach HaKodesh, the mitzvahs of Purim we learn from the Megillah.
Right. That's an excellent point. In fact, actually, the Gemara learns it from in Beisavala Beisavon Beis from the Pesukim of the Megillah. But in any case, in other words, I understand that the Shakl of Italia, the give and take of the Gemara there, is actually a give and take on what? On, in fact, the give and take in the Gemara there is a give and take whether, in fact, you could be Moisif on the mitzvahs. And first they said you can't be Moisif on the mitzvahs because you're a Navi. And then they added back and said for some reason you could be Moisif. They dashed the Pesukim differently, but some of the Pesukim was dashed not on Pidavua, but rather they dashed themselves, and they made a Takana. In other words, that's the give and take. Right? So in other words, so the give and take of the Gemara is actually concerned with actually what's called the Yisayid Hachi. Now, the fact is that, so in other words, what is, in fact, the Rambam coming to say? About, right? Im hoisifu bezdim im anavi. What I would understand from the Rambam, right, is that the Nevi'im proposed that this be made into a yomtiv, and it was a, but it was done with the, but, and finally, and like the Gemara says in Daf Zayin, and there was a, and they asked, them, and somehow at that time they took rishus from the they had to get rishus, so the permission for the Chachamim, and the Chacham agreed to it, and they made it into a mitzvah. In other words, the initial reading of the Megillah was generated probably by Nevi'im. But then the Chachamim gave their permission, they gave their Haskama, right? They gave their Haskama, right? And that becomes a mitzvah's assay.
The prophets means Mordechai and Esther.
Yeah, right, that's what I say. Mordechai, even though Mordechai says it was not a Navi, but whatever it is, that, it was based upon Nevoah. In other words, so what do we see? The interesting thing is, we see that the Takana of Purim, unless I'm going to go out of the limb there right now, the Takana of Purim represents an interesting Takana where, in fact, there seems to have been an end of the era of Nevoah and an assertion of the power of Chachamim. That's what I want to claim.
This is Rabbi Sadek Akayin, Kima V'Kiblu.
I'm sure. Oh! Kima V'Kiblu. Pechesabar Aleph. Right. Pechesabar Aleph, when it says Kima V'Kiblu, and like the Medrash says.
In Shabbos.
Tanchum Shabbos. Tanchum says, going on Teresh B'Al Peh. It's Mashbad until Purim. You still have Nevi'im making Takanas. And then comes along Kima V'Kiblu with the Makayim. Then, in fact, actually, the Takanas could only be established by Chachamim. In other words, that was the Kibbutz V'Kibbutz of Purim. So, in any case...
So is that what the Rambam, where he says that a Navi can't be Mechadish something, is after Purim, but before the Fnei Purim?
It would seem to be... So I want to claim it could possibly be that this was a... This din was actually a later din. In other words, this din...
You saw this Iker.
No, it's an Iker. It is an Iker. No.
Ninth Iker is the later edition?
No. So the question is, the question could possibly be is that the Nevi'im did it, but they maybe did it on a part-time basis. I'm not sure. In other words, it seems to be that before this Nevi'im did make Takanas. But somehow,
we have examples. We had examples of the
But for example, some of these things are not missing the Rambam. For example, the good question is: how come the Rambam doesn't bring halal as a takana de rabban? The answer is because it isn't kufi tzayim but alaf m'sachem that it was a takana of neviim. Neviim m'sachem every Sunday should say halal. The other thing doesn't appear in the Rambam. A takana of neviim is not called a takana forever eternity.
But if the Rambam Zikr did not apply before Purim, there were no Nevi'im after Purim. That's the end of
What?
Purim is the end of Nevuah.
Purim represents the end of Nevuah. It would seem to me that the... It would seem to me...
The end of Nevuah. The end of... there are Nevi'im after Purim. Ezra...
Well, it's no. But the war really ends really with the beginning of Bayis Sheni. This Chadon is Chayav of Malachi, the beginning of Bayis Sheni. But it's the beginning of the end of the war. Even though in Merabah it says that when Alexander Macedonia came, At Nakanu Davu V'Nim Mikanu Elav Atish Madiv V'Chachamim. And certainly during this period, there seems to be a transition from Nevuah to Chachma.
Doesn't have to mean the end of Nevuah. It means the end of the authority of Nevuah.
Authority of Nevuah. That's the thing. The thing I want to say is. It might appear from the Rambam. In other words, we could say at least in the Rambam that there were mitzvahs that were somehow generated by Nevi'im. Nevi'im came up with them. And then Chacham had to give their haskama. Otherwise, it's something which is not a, you know, it does become something that
always, it doesn't
a requirement. No. Oh, so, no, wait. So in other words, so this is what the Rambam is speaking about. In other words, it's clear that the Kriyas of Megillah Purim, right, was something that was generated by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im came up with it. And then, but it's only when the Chachamim gave their Haskamim to become a mitzvah sase. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means, when the Rambam says in Hillel's Megillah, Bizman ase midivei seifer, vadavam yeduim shitakanis Nevi'im. In other words, it was really the Kham Nevi'im, with the Chachamim made into a mitzvah sase. But without the Chachamim mitzvah sase, we're not required to do it. Now, the question is, how do we understand this though? In other words, if the Nevi'im were proposing that it be a forever thing, or Navi Shaker. It's a Navi Shaker.
Wasn't that Esther's question?
So you have to say Kisvul L'Doi, which means estimate like a one year holiday. The 1 year holiday. In other words, Nevi'im did it for that year. Or maybe for 2 years, whatever it is. They made it a one-time thing. But the Kisvul L'Doi means they want to make it a permanent holiday. So for that, right, Chacham had to kick in and give their haskama. And this is, in fact, actually what the Rambam says, later on in Perek Tes, and also in the Perashah Mishnayos. The Navi could come and add a mitzvah, right, for a certain period of time. But he can't make it eternal. So in other words, what we have to say is that this is the safe reading of the Rambam, that the Navi can propose a mitzvah that's a one-time thing, right? That year in Purim, they made Purim, but in order to make it eternal, because for the Dairas, that didn't need a Chacham. And the Chacham is where this is Asik. But the original Takana was the Takana on the Viyam. And then come on Chacham and make it into something permanent. Now, what I wanted to say, on a more dangerous note, was it could possibly be, but I guess this would be a strange violation of the Gibel Ikrim, or at least we would historicize the Gibel Ikrim, that if actually lo b'shamayim he, actually in the Meiri has done the Pirkei Avos, the Meiri clearly says that certainly before the time of Chazal, the Nevi'im used to paskin based upon the Midas. In other words, the lo b'shamayim he was only a later thing during the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The Meiri says clearly that the Nevi'im used to actually paskin and used to dashin Midas, and the Meiri claims that, and then the Kohen Meiri, Avadah is on Navi Sheker. Afterwards, based upon Navor. The Meiri says in the Hakdam of the Pirkei Avos, I think it was reissued in a separate volume. Meiri says that, and actually, I think the Mabit. I think I once saw Mabit in the Mabit has a sefer, Beis Elokim. There he says that actually the Nevi'im used to darshan the Yud Gimel Nevi'im used to darshan the Yud Gimel Midas. He says clearly like that.
That's okay if they're dashing Yud Gimel Midas.
No, they can't. There's a Navi, no. It's a Pelush of the Torah, because both of the Rambam says Chayyur Navi Shekel. Right. In which case, you would have to say that the injunction of Loba Shemayimi was first issued in what? In Bayis Sheni.
Rishu B'Lezer.
Right?
Rishu B'Lezer. Rabbi Elezer. The end of Bayis
Sheni. Yeah, right. Because we see, right. Loba Shemayimi. In other words, no, which means, now the question is, does the Rambam...
He says the end of Bayis
Sheni. No, Rabbi Elezer, Rishu was Mars after Bayis Sheni. At least
100 years.
Well,
we were 600 years away from this. Yeah, for sure. No, Rabbi Yeshua, the answer was after Bayis Sheni, but all I'm saying is... No, it can't be. He's after Bayis Sheni.
It's a
Korban. No.
It's 100 years away from
Korban. No, it can't be. Rabbi Yeshua is a Rabbi of... Rabbi Yeshua is a Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva. It's the 2nd century.
Remember Zaka, who was at the time of the Korban?
Okay, whatever it is, we could say, according to Meiri, and certainly according to the Mabit, right, Lo Bashamayim was a later thing. The Rambam, in fact, actually includes this as a Nikah, though, seems to be, raises the question, does the Rambam actually hold like this? Could be the Rambam. What?
Why? I mean, we, the same way the Gemara understood it was to safeguard the new paradigm of non-prophetic Messiah. Yeah. Ram could also be establishing it for the same reason.
And can I understand that? The question is, what is the Ram claim you Gimel Ikrim are actually dear? I saw the Ikrim were just basically, in other words, Ikrim that developed during Bayis Sheni. That's the question I'm raising.
Do we have a Rai either way?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, all he says is the Nevi'im and the Chachamim did it together. You're making a deal that before that, the Nevi'im...
No. I'm referring to the Ram says it's Megillah. This is asking the Rishonim, but the way you do it, shame to Tekanas Nevi'im. What you do, it was really Tekanas Nevi'im, that's what I'm going to Rambam. It was really Tekanas Nevi'im which the Chacham gave their Gushpanka to. That's what I'm going to back from the Rambam. So in other words, that can be interpreted one of two ways. Either we give a conservative interpretation, that the Nevi'im made a Tekanah for a one-time thing, and then after that, Chacham made into Mitzvah Haseh. That's what Rambam is saying. Or we could say that in fact, actually, it was Tekanah that later kicked in when Lo Bashamayim.
But then right. You have to say Nevuah never stopped.
What?
Then you have to say the Rambam holds Nevuah never stopped.
Well, that's clearly everybody reads that the Rambam. There's no indication of all the Rambam will never stop.
Because the whole Hakdama to Perish Mishnayos is talking about Nevuah, what they can and can't do.
I understand that.
Talking about
it has to be speaking about later on. Now, the fact is that the problem with this is that the Rambam is very clear in Perachez, if a Navi comes and says, and gives it eyes, we don't listen to it, right. We don't, in other words, that appears to be a din Torah. I mean, it would be very, very difficult for me, although in fact, actually, a Novi Rosh Chavid Dover is not brought in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. I don't believe so.
But it's not a mitzvahs.
It's a possible, it could be a Drosh and Chazal. In any case, look, once again, there are many... No, the listeners are going to ask a kasha on me. The listeners are going to ask a kasha on me because, well, actually, look. In Yesodia Torah, where the Rambam lists all the psukim, the Rambam does not list the mitzvah of a Navi Rosh Chodesh Moedava. Now, of course, some of the listeners are going to get very mad and say, "Well, it's Gemara to Zayin Malaf and Tabura." The Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, Yeshua asked from him, and the Gemara says, Lo Bashamayimi, Ein Reichel Godova, etc. Okay, but that can be understood in many ways, which I'm going to go into right now. Okay, but the Rambam does not list Ein Reichel Godova as being one of the, it doesn't appear in the, it's not listed in the mitzvah at the beginning of Yisrael Yatayah, which means it could possibly be a Droshem Chazal. The Rambam lists it as an Eker.
Is it in the Sefer Mitzvahs?
No, it's not in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Because the Rambam begins to see the Torah lists 10, and the Rambam doesn't... he says, the Shema Min HaNavi HaBadabi B'Shmai. But Eila Mitzvah, Sheinu Chodova, the Rambam doesn't list a separate mitzvah. Which according to the Sheikh HaSheni, is clearly a drosha that's generated by Chazal. Which could possibly mean Lo B'Shamayim was generated by Chazal during Bayis
Sheni. Because it's part of the Tesifah. Just the general
Loisaisifun. In Hilchas Mamrim, you have Hilchas Mamrim? Is the Ram listed in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim with the mysteries of Loisaisifun? The Ram does list it. You're right. But I'll tell you the truth, but the Rambam in Lois Sifon Hilchos Mamrim doesn't speak about Nevi'im. The Rambam speaks about adding five tartufis, this and that, and everything. I'm not sure. In other words, the Rambam does bring Lois Sifon, right, al mitzvah shekhtotav v'lo peyo shishol b'lo mipi ha-shmua. But I'm not, the Rambam here doesn't speak about a Hasafa based upon Nevoah. He speaks about Yisodi HaTorah. Tzarechir, answer the question. I mean, the question would be: is the loisa sifun myth in Hilchos Mamrim a din that you can't hear it from a navi, or is just the klolim like adding, you know, five to tafos?
But the halacha of a navi ushayil chadash ve'lover doesn't. There's no separate pasuk that the Ram learns from. It's part of loisa the isra loisa sifun.
No, but it's not. It isn't in the Mishnah Torah. It isn't in the Mishnah Torah. Eila dvarim shenol davar is in Yisrael Yatayra. Loisa sifun is born in Hilchos Mamrim. And there the Rambam, there seems to be a din. The Rambam, for example, speaks about adding to tofais, adding to the tzitzis, adding to the abominim. It's a... It could possibly be a totally different din. The Ram here doesn't bring a nava roi lechadish by dava.
But if it's a separate din, then it's part of framing the paradigm of the Messiah post.
This is my more liberal radical interpretation of the Rambam. That actually this ikra is really nikpa and bayashayne. Okay, but if you don't like radical interpretation of the Rambam where there's an alternative solution, the solution would just be that in fact, if we go back to the Rambam, there originally was a takana of Nevi'im. Although it's very interesting, for example, if we're speaking about takanas of Nevi'im, the most famous takana of Nevi'im is that of the Hishana, of Hishana Rabbah, takana of Nevi'im, right? John, you're going to speak about that? Very good, right? And what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam actually speaks about this in Hilchas Lulav, and the Rambam says that you don't have to get it. The Rambam says over there is that in Perek Zayin Lacha Beis, the Rambam speaks about that they would bring the Hashanah to the Beis Hamikdash for the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring it every single day, and then the Rambam says that after the Churban Habayis, right? So therefore they only brought it one day, and the Rambam says, Kol shiva yom yechazel ela b'yom ha'shvi'i bovad, right? As in halacha chabez, should not an oisim bezman hazeh, keitz an oisim lekech bar echad ubadin harbe chutz mi'arov ha'shvalulav v'choyvit bar akarka or lakli, should dover zeh minhag nevi'im.
Minhag nevi'im?
He says minhag nevi'im. Yeah, but no. Minhag is also get of lois also. But for Rambam and Perek Aleph and Hilchas Mamre.
Doesn't it ask if it's a minhag nevi'im or takanas nevi'im?
It's a machlokes. It might not be the Gemara says lebracha, then based on Aleph and Sukkah. But what I'm saying is that now you could say, if you really want to make this a lomdish shir, which I think the shir is coming too lomdish for a shir for Zodakum anyway, is that actually what the issa is, the Rambam says the Perush Mishnayis, in Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam, this is the Hadama to the Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam speaks about the issa of Nevi'im, right? The Rambam speaks about the issa of Nevi'im to make takonis and gezeiros. He leaves out, the Lashon leaves out minhagim.
Page?
Daf Lamed Vav. He speaks about looking things by Hekesh. And then I think he speaks about, right? No. One second. Speaks of Perush. Okay. I remember there's a Lashon that Rambam speaks of Takanas and Gezeiros. Maybe it's Parakas and Hilchas Yosodi Atara. Parakas. I don't know. The Lashon of the Rambam somewhere, is Takanas and Gezeiros. I remember that explicitly that he leaves out a minhagim. Right? Of the Ian is bonus batera, shachachamim. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I can't find it here. Okay, in any case, I think, we'll leave it as such. But, okay, now, so, let's, to summarize, is that the ninth Iker, according to the Rambam, the ninth Iker is coming explicitly to rule, the ninth Iker is basically lo b'shamayim me. The ninth Iker is coming to rule out any mitzvah or any perish of the Torah, which is brought by Navi and claim a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that perish. There's a Navi shekel. Is not coming to eliminate new mitzvahs of Chachamim and certainly not Perushim Chachamim. That certainly can be added to the Torah, and the Rambam says, well, you can do so.
The formation of a Sanhedrin today to do that would also not be excluded by the Rambam.
That's a different thing. The Kesef Mishnah raises the question. That's a different thing. The Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Mamre raise the question. And the Rambam says that a Sanhedrin can overturn a Drasha Purus Sanhedrin.
Right.
The Kesef Mishnah there says that Bismanah said we can't do it, right? The Rambam in Parak Beis of Marim is speaking about a Sanhedrin, because we already see. I mean, it's clearly even from the Gemara that we see that even the Moraim didn't make new drushes, only Tanoim. It would appear to be the Ram held that drushes can only be made probably by Minhag Tanoim, but only not by after Chazal. We don't see that they right they, now. That's not explicit to the Rambam, but
in terms of it would leave the way open.
Well, Takanis, yeah, Nachanami. But I'm just saying is that in other words, the Kesef Mishnah says it, but the Kesef doesn't bring up a core in the Rambam. In the Hakdama, the Rambam to the Mishnah Torah, it seems to be evident that the Torah should be up here basically is frozen after Chazal. Every Takan and Gezeira that's made after that, right, is not acceptable all apply
yourself. There's a practical reason, he says, because there was a Haskamah.
Right. But I think that's pretty clear in the Rambam. But where there's an explicit Rayan proof of the Rambam explicitly says this, it's not clear to me. But in any case, that goes off one. Now, the other second principle we have very interesting in the Rambam is that there were Takanas of Nevi'im that were initiated by Nevi'im that later became a mitzvah saseh. Right? And that, now, the conservative interpretation would be is that the takanas were only for a one-time thing, or maybe a two-time thing, and Chum converted that into a pyramid was asking. That's what Chum said, the question that would be Megillah, that would be the understanding of Shechem Batayin, Dem Zayin, but Aleph. The more radical, liberal interpretation that Chum would be, is the fact that Lopa Shamayimi, which is the ninth Ikka, was actually made axiomatic, or in the Tama Bayeshenya. But that, of course, that is a much more liberal or radical interpretation of the Rambam. But the simple explanation is that the Rambam says that Takanas of the Nevi'im could be transformed into what? Into Mitzvot Aseh of Chachamim. And that's clear in the Rambam. And actually, it might be interesting is that to go to the Mitzvot Aseh of Mitzvahs Asid, the Rambam list, one could actually bring a raya that actually all of them were actually takanas of Nevi'im that later become Mitzvahs Asid of Chachamim. For example, even Chanukah, it says Lashana Cheres Kavu, could possibly be that it was missing Nevi'im and then it was Nikba by Chachamim. For example, Netilah Shadayim and Erevin Nishlam HaMelech, that could have been during Nevi'ah and Nevuah. And after that, takanas Chachamim. It would be interesting to see how many takanas of Chachamim were made were initially takanas of Nevi'im, and later the Chachamim basically transformed the mitzvahs Aseh, which could suggest the fact, the more radical interpretation, that actually Klal Yisrael lived with takanas of Nevi'im, and after that the Chachamim somehow there was a change either by Purim or by Chanukah. Akan is double Nevi'im become elach hatushma different Chachamim. That in fact, there could be a reference here to the fact there was a turning point during Bayesheni. There was a passage from Nevuah to Chachma, and therefore kicks in the ninth principle. That's a possibility. Yeah.
Would Rambam's, would this whole discussion,
yes,
Zoni Nevoah does not apply to Ruach HaKodesh? People say that Sefer A, Shulchan Aruch was written with the Ruach HaKodesh, therefore even if he makes a mistake in Lamdus, it's still true.
In the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam would be in, I don't think it would be in the difference in the Rambam. I mean, Rav Tzadik would certainly be.
Does it make sense to follow something because it's written in a book that must have been?
In the Ram, there's a well-known machlokes the Ramban and the Ben Bachir, where there's a get of Ruach HaKodesh that's higher than Nevoah. So certainly the Ramban held is Ruach HaKodesh higher than Nevoah. In which case, I mean, that would justify that Rav Tzadik says the Ari comes along and argues on the halacha. There's no indication that the Ramban would agree to this. In fact, actually, in the Ramban, as we spoke about, Rosh Hashanah is the greatest sechel that ever existed. So, by inference, one would argue that if, in fact, there's Ruach HaKodesh that's higher than Nevoah, so therefore, Ruach HaKodesh is higher than Moshe Rabbeinu, like we explained in the Balatanya and the Ari, and therefore you could come to overturn Moshe Rabbeinu, certain types of things. But the Rambam, the Shitasa, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, holds Moshe Rabbeinu as the highest intellect, and therefore I would probably rule that out, that there's no, the spectrum of Nevoah would not reach as high as the Sechel of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I would say. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. This will suffice on this Purim evening, El Purim, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Freilich in Purim.